1, 2, 3,
This podcast is dedicated to those that are in the mix, making it happen, and want to do better, better at everything. Each episode, our guest will help us be better, do better, and perform better. We will tackle topics that we all deal with in business and in life.
I wake up in the morning at 6 o'clock. They say there may be rain, but the sun is hot. I wish I had some time just to kill today. And I wish I had a dime for every bill I got to pay. Some days you lose, you win, and the water's high.
Welcome back to another Wireless Way. I'm glad you chose to check out this episode. It is a unique one. And I'll tell you a little bit about that later, why it's so unique. But I really enjoyed it. First time in a live studio with a live human being instead of doing it virtual as I've done for the last 2 years. So enjoy this. It's a great one. As always, The Wireless Way, double entendre. Wireless, meaning no strings attached, no judgment. And of course, the way is always the path and the adventure and the journey. And this conversation captures all of that. You could really enjoy it. It's a quick one, but very impactful with a really great human being. So check it out, and it starts now.
I saw my friend Bobby, he said, "What's up, man? You got a little work or 20 to lend?" I opened up my hand and said, "I'm glad to see they could take away my job, but not my friends, you see."
Welcome to another Wireless Way. I'm your host, Chris Whitaker, and I am so happy to tell you I got a few firsts today. This is my first in-person interview at Studio 19 in the thriving metropolis of Sandy, Utah, which is coincidentally the headquarters for Telarus. So I'm at the Telarus studio with our number one regional leader, partner development, manager, was manager, now director. Is there a title for that?
Director of Partner Development.
Ooh, Director of Partner Development. Okay.
And don't you forget it, Chris.
I will remember that. I need to etch it to my head. So Director of Partner Development, Randy Robison. You may know her. If you don't know her, you will know her shortly. And to kind of kick it off, a few things about Randy. She grew up in a small eastern Utah town in Roosevelt. Also a fan of the stage, she went to college, on a singing and dancing scholarship. You know, who would have thought? She's so shy and you know, very very timid. She graduated from Southern Utah University with a bachelor's degree in what? If you had to guess. Probably not broadcast journalism, right? That's what I said. So she went to school in a broadcast journalism program and graduated. Then, as you'd expect, you know, what do? Then you go to work for a television station. And for about 6 years, she was the morning traffic and feature reporter for WLWT in Cincinnati. Okay, yes. If you're anything like me and you're in my generation, you're like, oh, you mean like WKRP in Cincinnati? No, it was actually WLWT. I just had to do that. And, yeah, there's more to the story. I'll tell you in a moment. So after that, you know, she learned quickly there was no money in TV news station work unless you're Katie Couric. And I'm glad that she's not. She's a fantastic Randy. And she got into sales, coincidentally, right? Lucky for a lot of us, right? She got into sales in 2008 and hasn't looked back. We're going to ask her and hear a little bit more about that. And of course, the cherry on top, married to the love of her life, a great guy, got married in 2018, 4 stepchildren and 2 fur babies. And again, in the effort of full disclosure, multiple takes on this interview. Not only is it the first in person, but it's the first time I've had to do an interview, I don't know, 4 times, because we're using new technology and we're in the technology business, which means nothing ever goes wrong, right?
Hey, 4th time is a charm.
I was hoping third was a charm, but I'll take 4th time as a charm. We've tested everything and it is working great. So yes, Lord willing, in the creek don't rise, as we say in Georgia, this is coming loud and clear to you on the other side. So Randy, so thanks first of all. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
I mean, we can just do this in our sleep now. So we talked about your bio, and as always the case, there's so much more to the person, you know, and as much as you can, I mean, I'd like to know more. You know, how did you get here? How did you go from doing the traffic on WLWT to being a top director of partner development at Telarus? That's a big gap. Tell us about it.
Well, so when I was working for the TV station, well, let's take a step back. When I tried out, I told you I tried out for cheerleading in high school, and they told me I was too energetic. They said, we don't want to go on road trips with you. You would be obnoxious, bouncing off the walls, blah, 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 whatever. So fast forward, I go to work for the TV station in Cincinnati. They had seen my demo reel. You know, it is true. I'm a little bit hyper. Some say high strung.
I actually haven't noticed that, by the way.
Very happy. I'm happy. I'm a happy-go-lucky, positive type person. Hence, you know, you asked for my fight song, and I was like, I want something that has like champion or warrior or winner. As much as I tried to search for that song, I go back to, you know, my favorite artist. His name is Michael Franti. He sings about spreading love and positivity and practicing empathy with people that, you know, you may not know the situation or, you know, their background or where they come from. So the song is called The Sound of Sunshine, and it's just a happy song. And that's me. I love to be happy. I love to have a good time. You know, if you ask my partners, what's Randy do for you or what's Randy good at? A lot of them would probably say, man, she's a lot of fun. Amongst hopefully many other things, but they would say she's a lot of fun. But yeah, I was working for the TV station and it didn't work out because I was obviously too energetic and I was in a relationship that didn't work out. And so I was a dead end. I was like, I just want to go home. I miss Utah. I miss the mountains. So I said, just take whatever job comes up, whatever job you apply for, the first one that pops up, doesn't matter if you're scrubbing toilets. So that's exactly what happened. I applied with the company.
Scrub toilets?
No, not that.
Okay. Thank goodness.
I mean, I did some pretty, you know, dirty construction jobs that, you know, felt like I was scrubbing toilets. But no, I went to work for a company called United Rentals, and I was doing sales, and I caught the sales bug. I was like, this is fun. I was, you know, at a new place every single day, talking to new people every single day. And I loved the challenge. You know, I would walk onto a construction site and I have, you know, plenty of people that were like, oh, what does she know? She's a woman in construction. Let's not pay attention to her. And I was like, challenge accepted. You might not like me today, but, you know, by the time I'm done with you, you will like me. If it takes 6 years, 6 months, I don't care. Like, challenge accepted. So that's when I caught the sales bug. You know, I had a couple of jobs in the industry. I worked selling industrial oils and diesel fuel to drilling rigs. And about that time, I saw and heard things that women should never see and hear. And that's when I was like, I think I might want to get out of this industry and find something a little more professional. So I ended up, basically, long story short, a job in technology with a company called Intrado, who is a Telerus supplier. And I was doing B2B sales, and then after about a year, they promoted me to channel manager. I was like, woo, what is it? Is it better money? Great. What's the channel? No idea what the channel was.
Which channel were you watching?
Exactly. But I quickly learned, because I was here in Salt Lake, I quickly, you know, immersed myself into the Telerus culture and started coming down to the office and meeting the people and meeting suppliers and meeting partners. And I loved it. I was like, this is so interesting to me that these people have options. You know, when I was working for Intrado, I had one option. And not always was it the best option. Was it the best fit for the customer? So I was just enthralled with the channel and with Telerus and the, you know, whole master agent community. So I took a very brief stint at another supplier that probably hates me because it was a month-long stint. And then the job at Telerus opened up and I was like, man, I got to go for it. And what's interesting is I leaned on a couple of partners, Telerus partners, and just said, look, I know you don't know me. We've worked together for maybe 5 months, if that. We've talked once, twice, maybe. I would really like it if you'd put in a good word for me. And those partners did it for me, went out on a total limb for me. And I owe those partners so much because it landed me at Telerus. And I'm going to stay here as long as Telerus will allow me. I love it here.
Wow. I can relate to that. It sounds cheesy. People are like, yeah, sure. No, I agree with you. I mean, I've been associated and a friend of Telerus for about 11 years. 10 of those years were as a supplier with three different companies. And for the last 11 months, I've been in this role. And yeah, I've told many people, and they think, you know, Chris, you gotta be crazy. No, it's the best gig I've ever had. Great culture. Yeah, every day we get to get up and try to help somebody. And we have multiple options. Mm-hmm. So there's always an answer somewhere. And yeah, sometimes we got to rattle cages and make it happen. But on that note of making it happen, I mean, so in your role, about 3.5 years, right? Mm-hmm. You must have had countless conversations with partners, ranging from brand new partners to elite partners that, you know, for lack of a better word, you inherited, right? I mean, you got a fantastic area. Share with us a little bit about that. I mean, what's some of the common denominators, common thread, from that wide range of partner, on the partner spectrum?
You know, at the end of the day, I just have to remember, we're not curing cancer. You know, we're not solving world hunger. My job is simple. I need to just shut up and listen and find out what my partners need and just make it happen. So I think that's what's really allowed me to be successful is that, you know, I really kind of plug myself in and consider myself an employee of my partners. So if I'm an employee for, you know, one of Randy's partners, what do I need? What's going to make me successful? Is it education? Is it marketing? Is it lead generation? And it's going to be different for everyone. I mean, I have partners that really just tell us, hey, you're a clearinghouse. We use you for commissions. Just be good at that. Okay, that's fine. And then I have other partners that say, every tool, every resource you have, I'm tapping into it. So it will look different for everyone. But at the end of the day, it's just about listening and learning. And I, like I said, I plug myself in as an employee and just try to put myself in their shoes. What do they need? Make it happen.
Yeah, that's a great answer. And I love, and you're so right. There's just so many resources, you know, available, you know, from our solution architects, our sales engineers, and of course, I have to give a little plug to me and my colleagues, the Advanced Solutions team. I mean, we have over 100 years of experience with Advanced Solutions, ranging from UCaaS, CCaaS, cybersecurity, cloud, and of course, the biggest and the best category, wireless and IoT.
Yeah.
If you haven't got on that train, you might want to check it out. Woo, woo. We're going places. That was corny.
No, I loved it.
I'm a corny guy, and I'll embrace that. So, you know, we've talked about you know, top of the leaderboard, getting to know your partners, doing what you say you're going to do, listen. All that's great. And the other element we haven't talked about yet, the supplier relationship. Just real quick, what advice do you have for supply? I mean, you've worked as a supplier, and now you work with suppliers. And any advice for them, or that winning combination, or that winning formula for a supplier to win with your partners?
Number one, I always challenge my suppliers when I give them, you know, we have an introductory call together. I say, what do you do that no one else does? 9 times out of 10, they don't have an answer, or they give an answer that I've had suppliers give before. And I say, well, that's interesting because so-and-so supplier said the same thing. So I challenge the suppliers, know what your value is. If there's a vertical, if there's a specific button or switch that you guys have or do, That's got to be what you lead with, because oftentimes I'll ask the question, well, what do you do that no one else does in your space? Oh, well, we do white glove implementation. I'm like, heard that. Oh, well, you know, we have the full stack. I'm like, heard that. So you've just got to know what your differentiator is, number one. But number two, and this goes with any relationship that you have. Relationships are bank accounts. There's deposits, there's withdrawals. And if you're constantly withdrawing and not depositing, that's not a relationship. So that's the way I look at my suppliers, is that I don't want them to constantly feel like they're giving me things and not getting things in return, or vice versa. So, you know, if a supplier says, hey, we want to help you with a lead list or a lead campaign, or hey, you know, we want to do a fun event with you and, you know, sponsor a couple of your partners to do something fun together. Those are ways that they're not asking for a handout. They're willing, they've got skin in the game, and they're willing to bring something that makes them a little bit unique. You know, I told you about the cupcakes. I had a supplier that sent me the cupcake. Of course, I love cupcakes. So thank you to whoever that supplier was. I forget right now, but
you remember later.
Yeah, it was a wicked cupcake. But they must have gotten the notification that the cupcake had been delivered to me. It was actually cupcakes, plural, because within that day, I got a phone call. Hey, this is so and so. You know, I sent you the cupcakes. Looks like you've received them. Would you mind if we put 10, 15 minutes on the calendar? I was like, how do I say no? They sent me cupcakes. So I just finding ways to be unique and just be top of mind, you know, in a busy and sometimes loud space. Those would be my suggestions.
You know what? So we do these academies and these boot camps, and one of the areas we talk about is how to get your prospect to talk to you. And I've never once suggested sending cupcakes to your prospects. So partners, you'll be seeing that on my slides in future academies. Send cupcakes, they'll take your call and your meeting. That's pretty slick.
What you gotta do is just tie a string to it. You know, if you're gonna give something to someone, tie a string to it, because people have a hard time saying no when someone's done something nice for them.
Yeah. So, that was very thoughtful.
Yeah.
2021 was a great year for you. You ended up top of the leaderboard. It was a tough fight. Yeah. You had a couple of your peers really on your, I mean, it was almost a little bit back and forth, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like tough competition, and it's tough competition because let's be honest, I mean, there's a lot of good people here, a lot of good professionals. So shout out to everybody. This is definitely the Randy Hour, but I love you all. You need to know that. How did you do it? I mean, what was so different about you? I mean, it's tongue in cheek, but it wasn't like all luck. It just didn't happen overnight, right? I mean, how did it happen? How did you become number one?
Well, number one, I have the biggest and the best support team, I would say, in the country at any TSB, Technology Solutions Brokerage. I have the best and the biggest team. So my support team, I would be nothing without them. So that's number one. They are constantly working endless hours, doing things above and beyond for the partners, and it shows. Number two, I was fortunate enough to inherit a really mature market with a lot of partners that have been in the industry even longer than I've been alive. So they already have this great book of business. The great thing about it is the ones that have allowed me to lean into them and to really offer ways that I can add value, or offer ways that Telerus can add value. The ones that are constantly learning new technologies, constantly learning new suppliers, you know, willing to meet with those suppliers. Those are the ones that are continuing to see their book of business build, you know, up and up to the right. So I would say a combo of those two things. If you ask my husband, he would tell you I'm a workaholic, nights, mornings.
And he did. He told me.
You met him. And that's been something I've had to work on, is that, you know, holidays, PTO, I work, and it's a bad habit to get into. But I'm working on that right now and trying to set some, you know, better boundaries. But I would just say a lot of hard work. I love my job and I love my partners. A lot of them I consider friends and family.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't always feel like hard work, does it? Because, you know, you're making a difference. You're helping change lives in some way. You know, you got the end user getting a great solution, you got the partner that's building their business, and that's rewarding for people like us. And I think that's the kind of talent that Telerus attracts. And yes, it sounds a little biased coming from a guy that works at Telerus, but it's true. I've known it for 10 years, even before I worked here.
We do have like a 7-step interview process to get hired at Telerus. I thought that was the craziest thing, because I'm sure there's 3 of us in the room here, we all had to go through it. It's like you interview with like the HR person, and then you interview with the person that could be your boss, and then you interview, you know, there's so many interviews that you go through. And the last one that was my favorite one was the culture interview, because it allows you to let your freak flag fly. They ask you questions that you don't typically get asked during an interview, but they really just want to get to know you as a person. And to me, that showed that they really cared about hiring for culture.
Absolutely. Now, that was my favorite part of it too. And I'm glad that you said there's 3 of us here, because this is also the first time that I have an in-studio producer, director. What else can I call you?
Should we give him a round of applause? Yay!
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, let's give Adam Potts a hand. Adam, say hi, Adam. No, okay, because he's like, Chris, we don't talk.
He's
you're the
behind
talent.
The scenes
he told
guy.
Me, Chris, you're the talent. You and Randy are the talent. I'm like, wow, I've never been called talent. No, hey, all right.
You are talent.
I am talent.
We're lucky
now
to have you.
It reminds me, we were in Vegas for Channel Partners because of the whole COVID thing. You're supposed to wear your mask and all, unless you were on the stage and you were considered Vegas performers.
Oh.
So now I can add that to my resume. I'm a Vegas performer.
You are.
I've been
the
on
talent.
Stage in Vegas. So
you're the talent.
That is, I guess I should own that. Well, hey, Randy, let's wrap this up. I could talk to you for hours. Maybe we could do part 2 down the road. What's 2022 look like for you? If you had to, you know, predict, how is this going to wrap up? Are we going to be talking about you at number one again next year? We know Telerus will be number one, right?
Yes.
So what's the rest of the story? What do you think?
I mean, obviously my goal is to always be, you know, number one, but I also celebrate my peers' success, you know, because if they're growing, that means Telerus is growing. But I think for, you know, 2022, I would be a liar if I said that we're just going to be comfortable and be on cruise control. I realize that we're being hunted. There's other TSBs that are trying to make moves in this market. I know that we've got to up our game and continue to find creative ways to drive value with our partners. And as I said before, it's going to look different for every single one of them. But I think I'm up for the challenge. I think our team, you know, like I said, I have the biggest support team behind me. I think we're all up for the challenge. So challenge accepted.
Yes, I love it. And you know, we do have a great team here. Even in we have a dedicated mobility team. I got to give my team a little shout out now. Great mobility team. That's all they do. They make work with us, with the carriers. easy for our partners, as easy as you can anyway. And then, just as important, we have a dedicated mobility commissions team. Commissions for mobility is a lot different than a lot of the terrestrial landline and other managed services. It's just different. So you need a different team, and they're dedicated, and they're constantly finding and reclaiming commissions for our partners. So, man, it's good to be on a good team.
I'm excited to help you grow those mobility IoT numbers. And we had a lunch and learn here at the Chalaris office yesterday that you did, and we had about what do you think, 15, 20 partners that came. And as they were each walking out, I was like, "Do you have some opportunities? What's your opportunity? What's your funnel look like? Let's talk about that." So I'm excited to help you grow those numbers, because I know it's definitely an area of opportunity for all of us. I mean, if it can be tracked or measured, it's basically IoT. So I think we're surrounded by IoT opportunities everywhere we look. It's just, you know, being able to go out there, identify, and then have the courage, I guess, to maybe have conversations you don't know the answers to, but bring in the right people. So bring in Chris Whitaker for Mobility IoT, you know, bring in the specialty team. That's why we hired him.
Jason Kaufman.
Yes.
Also a Wireless Way guest. So, you know, there you go. So, yeah, Jason's one of our sales engineers, and he loves technology, loves solving problems with technology. And so he's kind of my wing person, if you will. There's a lot of opportunity there. You know, even just asking the question, you know, how do you handle mobility at your company, or who handles it? You know, how's that process going for you? Are you sure you're being charged properly? I find no one answers that question the affirmative. They always go, "I have no idea. We just pay the bill."
Yeah.
So anyway, enough about me. Back to Randy. Randy, last words, any last wisdom thoughts you want to share with us?
I think I mentioned it before, but I think that successful people in life, not just in sales, you always have to be learning. You know, check your ego. You don't know everything. And the people that are constantly striving to learn are the ones that are going to be successful. So that would be my last words. And then I think you and I should challenge Kobe Phillips. There is nobody more competitive than Kobe Phillips. He's our VP of Cloud. I think we should throw down and tell him that we're going to have better mobility numbers this year than his cloud numbers.
Woo! That would be fun and exciting, and I'm sure Kobe would love that.
Let's do it.
Man, all right. Accept it. I was ready to go after cybersecurity. I'm like, okay, I'll take that guy first. But cloud, Kobe is, he's driven. One of the smartest guys I know. I mean, he's a sharp dude. And
he is smart. He hired me.
That's right.
That shows how smart he is, right?
Well, he picked a winner, and you are a winner, Randy. Thanks so much for joining us. And thanks for your professionalism and patience as I work through these technical items. I'm not used to being in a studio, I guess. So thank
I'm just
you.
Happy to be amongst a celebrity, Chris Whitaker.
That's only because I work with people like you. So there you go. Well, that's another episode of The Wireless Way. Thanks for joining us today. If you like what you heard, which I hope you did. By the way, if you didn't, let me know why. I'd like to hear that as well. So let me know what you liked about it, or if you have an idea for a guest. And of course, if you liked what you heard, please like, share, subscribe, tell your friends, family, send money, all the above. We love that. And you can reach me at thewirelessway.net or even at Chalaris.com under our advanced solutions. There's a mobility tab. You can learn more about our mobility practice and all of our fantastic advanced solutions. That's my plug for Chalaris for the day. Have a great day, remainder of your week, and catch you next time on The Wireless Way.